Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Back in on the drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the radio.com app. Very happy to be joined by our next guest. He knows the NFL salary cap front to back. He is our next guest. He's a former NFL agent. He currently works for CBS Sports, one of the best NFL voices in the business. His name is Joel Corey, joining us on the drive. Joel, really appreciate you coming on.
Sure, anytime.
Let's start with this. What was your reaction once we got the final details for the contract that Patrick Mahomes signed yesterday to be in Kansas City for the next 12 years?
Well, I was shocked by the cash flow just because I expected it to have better cash flow early in the deal. And then I was really shocked at how most of the money in each individual year is in March roster bonuses, and the fact that these roster bonuses, as you get into the meat of the contract, are fully guaranteed a year before that year comes up. Typically, you got a really long deal. It's a year-to-year proposition for the player where it's basically you're at the team's mercy. But Mahomes has protected himself against that by having those guarantees and the roster bonuses vest early, plus having a huge amount of money in the roster bonuses. I'll give you an example. In 2027, he's got $59.95 million of cash, $49.4 million is in a roster bonus, and that roster bonus is fully guaranteed in 2026, not in 2027 when that year comes up.
Right now we're talking to Joel Corey to break down the contract that Patrick Mahomes just signed. He knows the NFL salary cap front to back. Two-part question here. Why would Kansas City want to sign a player to this extension? Why would Patrick Mahomes want to accept an extension this long and give up his ability to ever be a free agent?
Well, a team wants to sign a great player as long as possible. That's always been their MO. These types of contracts stopped on the really long ones, probably early to mid-2000s at the latest. Now, the sheer number looks impressive. 10-year extension, $450 million, with the potential for it to be $500 million. Maybe this is Patrick Mahomes' way of doing his Tom Brady-type helping the team out, where it isn't so obvious, like Brady, when he takes what is drastically, at least in New England, was drastically below market starting like 2013-14 to put the Chiefs in a position, not the Chiefs, the Patriots, to have a better, assemble a better roster to win a Super Bowl. This may be Mahomes' way of doing it because over time, this deal, he is going to be underpaid. Thing is, it's almost 30% more than where the market previously was. Before he signed the deal, that it may take a while for someone to eclipse him. It won't be like Tyron Smith when he signed an 8-year extension, became the highest paid tackle, and now you've got Laremy Tunsil at $22 million, and he's at $12.2 million.
Joel, the real big money for Patrick Mahomes' contract actually doesn't kick in for a couple of years, so does that mean anything for the next couple of years as far as Chris Jones goes in Kansas City?
I'll get to that in a second, but the cash flow in this deal is unimpressive to me, and I'll explain why. That he's getting $6 million more through 2021 than if he just played out the rookie contract. So you're getting $6 million in additional dollars to give up 10 years. That's something I've heard from several agents. That's the first thing they talk about, that you need to be getting more than that to do what you did. By contrast, Jared Goff got $30 million more than what he was supposed to make in the remainder of his rookie contract to do a 4-year extension. Then if you look at the sheer cash flow of it, Mahomes is, after four years, $103.5 million. Jared Goff is, after 4 years, at $110 million. After three, he's at $84.5 million. Mahomes is at $63 million. So that's a little bit of a problem. Now to Chris Jones. Chris Jones is self-contained as far as I'm concerned. The cap numbers for Mahomes don't really change from what they were had he done nothing. It's like marginal. Chris Jones, that tender's been counting on the cap of 16.126 ever since they placed it on him, the franchise tag. He can create his own cap room. The question is, do you want to pay him like DeForest Buckner, $21 million per year, and that $220 million per year pass rushers? But the Chiefs historically have done deals with low first-year cap number, ballooning second-year cap number. So let's say you do Chris Jones' five-year deal, and you give him a $20 million signing bonus, and you drop his base down to $1 million. His cap number for 2020 is $5 million. You've created over $11 million of cap room from where his franchise tender was if you do a deal like that. So to me, it's going to be more of a cash, and do they want to have $20 million per year pass rush as opposed to the effect that Mahomes immediately has on the ability to do a Chris Jones deal.
Nobody knows the cap like Joel Corey joining us here on The Drive. Would it be fair to say, because I've heard Carrington bring this up a lot and you to some extent here the last couple of minutes, that Pat, I know this is going to sound crazy and like not American to some extent, but that he didn't try to get every dollar possible, because we all agree that he could have gone shorter term. He probably could have gone more guaranteed money or more dollars per year. Is it fair to say, looking back on it, about 24 hours after he signs the contract, that he didn't try to get every penny possible?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely the case. Because if, there's 63 fully guaranteed at signing. That's not what I was anticipating, but by next March, he's at 103, and then by 2022, it's practically 140 guaranteed, because there's no way they're going to cut him before he's got 140 vested in 2022 in guarantees. So that part is good. But here's something I always look at. If you do nothing and get franchised, how would you do? Now, I've projected the franchise tag, the exclusive one in 2022 for quarterbacks, based on where the numbers are now. They could change between now and if he played out his contract in 2022. Right now, that number projects to $39.4 million. If he played it out for 2 years, got a franchise tag in 2022, he's at $67 million. He's at just under $63 million. Then you extend it out a year, you franchise him a second time, then he's at $114.3. He's at $103.35 in cash in the actual extension through 2023. So, yeah, from a cash standpoint, he didn't take every dollar. And then something I look at is percentage of cash flow. In what I call a neutral deal, at the halfway point of the deal, you've gotten 50% of your money. And I'm looking at the new money, the 10 new years. Through the first five new years, Mahomes is at 197.75. That's about 43% of the new money through the first five new years. That averages 39.55. The last year's average 50.45. And then one other thing I looked at is first three new years. That's a metric that the NFLPA has agents look at. Still, Russell Wilson is at $38 million over his first three new years. And by new years, I mean you subtract out the money you're supposed to have and those years, and look at the new years and the new money. Mahomes averages 37.95. So, yeah, there's some problems with that in terms of how it's structured as far as I'm concerned. So, yeah, Mahomes didn't try to maximize every last dollar, particularly the way it's structured.
Right now we're talking to Joel Corey for a couple more minutes to break down Patrick Mahomes' contract. I think a big question a lot of people have is there's a belief in the NFL that once you pay your quarterback like the Chiefs have done with Mahomes, you can't win a Super Bowl after that. What needs to happen for Kansas City to maintain their level of play around Patrick Mahomes' deal?
Well, as Bobby Wagner once said, you can't pay everyone. You have to keep continuing to hit on your draft picks. You can't make mistakes with your veterans. But I kind of think it's a fallacy because half your roster is made up of guys who are on rookie contracts, so they're not making anything for the most part. So it's really incumbent upon the team with the other half of the roster to build it and assemble it in a smart enough manner where you can potentially be competitive and win a Super Bowl. So I don't necessarily subscribe to that theory just because it hasn't happened in the past. I don't know how many years.
That is Joel Corey joining us with CBS Sports to break down Patrick Mahomes' contract. Joel, always appreciate talking to you. Thanks a lot for coming on today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
That's Joel Corey joining us today on The Drive. I think I can explain what Joel Corey was trying to say in layman's terms for those of you that don't really understand the NFL salary cap. I think I can do so in a way to make it make sense where, to answer your question, yes, Patrick Mahomes left a little bit of money on the table, and I think he played the long game instead of the short game. I'll explain it coming up next to The Drive.
The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6.
Back in on The Drive. I think I can water down what Joel Corey was trying to say.
Please, that went over my head.
I fully understand that not everybody knows and studies the salary cap. And I've certainly done a lot of reading and talked to a lot of people about the salary cap. So I think I can explain what he was trying to say in a way that everyone can understand. I do think Mahomes gave the Chiefs some benefits in terms of upfront money. And maybe a simple way to explain it is, I think he played the long game as opposed to the short game, and that's opposite of what every NFL contract tells you. Every NFL deal tells you to get your money up front because you never know what's going to happen. Every NFL contract that we talk about where they give those funny money, like Frank Clark is not going to get $100 million from the Kansas City Chiefs. They will likely cut Frank Clark or let him go at some point in his deal. So he might make like $78 million from the Kansas City Chiefs. He's probably not going to make $100. Those contracts are not designed for you to get every single dollar and play until the end of your deal. So where I think Mahomes' deal is different, I would say, are probably in two ways. Number one, the signing bonus. This is the day that you sign the contract, they write you a check for that number.
Direct deposit, but yeah.
Patrick Mahomes only got $10 million yesterday. Now, we can say only $10 million. Carson Wentz got $16 million when he signed his contract. Jared Goff got $25 million when he signed his contract. Russell Wilson got $30 million when he signed his deal. If Mahomes wanted to do a traditional contract, he probably could have got $50 million yesterday. So you were passing up on some of the short term and the 2020, and you were banking on 2026, and you're going to get this money somewhat over time, and you don't need it right now. If you remember last year, Dak Prescott didn't sign a contract because he said, I make enough money off endorsements right now. I don't need to sign a contract right now. I make more for being the spokesman for Dan and Yogurt than I make for playing quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. So I'm not pressed to sign a deal that I don't think is market value. I think Mahomes is saying a little bit of that right now. Again, the NFL, the entire model is to take as much money early in the deal as opposed to the back half of the deal, because in the back half of the deal is when they cut you from the team. For example, Ryan Tannehill over the next three seasons is going to make $91 million from the Tennessee Titans. You know how much Patrick Mahomes is going to make? $63 million. Why in the world would Patrick Mahomes sign a contract where over the next three seasons he's going to make less money than Ryan Tannehill, who is the 17th best quarterback in the NFL? Again, on the back half of it, Ryan Tannehill's not going to see all that money, and the Titans are probably going to cut Ryan Tannehill at some point. You know what this contract basically ensures? The Kansas City Chiefs are never going to cut Patrick Mahomes. I mean, they can, but we see a scenario when Patrick Mahomes is 31 years old that they just let Patrick Mahomes be a free agent and go play for another team. Can we see that happening? The answer is no. So I think what Mahomes did is he kept his base salary low, and he signed these roster bonuses, so those work. If you were on the team on X date, the team guarantees they're going to pay you this money. Man, once we get to year five or year six of these things, Pat is then due $50 million for simply being on the team and none of us see him cut. So I think maybe an easy way to explain this is Pat didn't take as much money in years one, two, and three that NFL quarterbacks typically do. He's just going to get more money in five, six, and year seven of this deal, which no player gets that in NFL contracts.
Right, but he's not. He still left money on the table. Like, even though
not much.
I think he did, man. I think that if his goal,
I don't know how much money you can leave if Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback you think he's going to be.
Yeah.
he is going to make $477 million if he doesn't ask to opt out of this deal.
I know it doesn't make sense when a guy gets a $500 million to also say it was a hometown discount, but that's what happened.
What I'm saying is, I guess I don't really see how that is from a long-term sense. And in this contract, what's unique to Patrick Mahomes is he will have the ability to opt out and get another deal. Like, this is the, if everything goes somewhat right, I would say in this. But if Pat is, let's say Pat wins the next two Super Bowls, man, Pat's going to have a chance at age 28 to say, hey, I've already outperformed this deal. Look at what Trevor Lawrence got. Look at what the kid from Arizona got, Kyler Murray. Look at what he got. We need to renegotiate this contract. So I hear what you're saying. I think Pat left some money up front. I don't think he left any money on the table in the back half of the deal.
I think Pat will be a billionaire when he's the quarterback for an NFL team. Now, is it going to be the Chiefs 12 years from now? I don't know. I don't have my crystal ball in front of me, but I can tell you this much. He's going to make $500 million just from the Chiefs and probably at least another $500 million in endorsements. I'm not good at math, but $500 million plus $500 million is $1 billion. So he's going to be playing likely quarterback in the NFL when he's 34, 35, 36 with $1 billion in the bank. So nobody's saying that he left a ton of money. I'm just suggesting that if his goal was to maximize the amount of money that he could have made, because that's what most of us try to do, if we're being honest, like in our jobs, most of us, if there's a different company that'll pay us more, we're willing to go work across the street. That's how it works. But when it comes to Pat, I think that he showed us, because this is what he could have done. He could have said, I want a three-year deal for the same amount of money, $145 million, and then I want to renegotiate, and then I want to have another two-year deal and another two-year deal. And the Chiefs would have said, cool, we'll do that, because that's how he could have made the most amount of money possible and made sure that every single year he was the highest-paid player in the NFL. The truth is, 4 or 5 years from now, he's probably still going to be the best quarterback, but not the highest-paid, which we all agree he should be. So in a weird way, yes, he got $500 million. He also did the Chiefs a bit of a favor.
A little bit of a favor. I think right now we're arguing, tomorrow if you owe me $100, and let's say that both you and Rob owe me $100, and then you agree to give me $50 right now, and you'll give me $1 a month for the next 50 months, and then Rob's going to give me $5 a month, or $5 up front, and then give me $10 for the next month until he's paid off. What's better? Pat's going to get $400 million from the Chiefs. He just isn't going to get the amount of money that NFL quarterbacks typically get in the beginning of the deal. Like, he's going to make as much money over the first 3 years as Teddy Bridgewater is going to make. Like, why would you sign a deal that you're not going to blow it out of the water? Again, unless you know on the back half, there's not really a scenario in which this team's going to cut me. If they cut me, oh well, I'm a free agent at age 30. That's not the worst situation to be. Or if they don't cut me, for me simply being on the team guarantees me $56 million. That's why I think Pat can still be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, even though the per average. I don't know what scenario we're seeing where Trevor Lawrence is guaranteed $50 million NFL or Lamar Jackson is guaranteed. By the time those contracts kick in, that's where we could be talking about with Mahomes and the dollar amount.
The problem is, like, if he would have taken this deal 10 years ago, it would have looked ridiculous, because 10 years ago, there wasn't a quarterback in the NFL that was making $20 million per season. And now you've got Pat making about 45, Russell Wilson making 35, Roethlisberger makes 34, Jared Goff makes 33. I mean, we've got, let's see how many. There are 10 different quarterbacks in the NFL that are making $30 million a year. So, yeah, right now it makes a lot of sense, because Pat's making essentially $10 million more per year than the second quarterback. So he's going to make about $45 million per year. Russell Wilson's set to make about $35. I think that's about right. I think he's about $10 million better, in my opinion, than Russell Wilson. But what happens 4 years from now, 5, 6 years from now, when he's still making that $45, $50 million? Don't get it twisted. That is a ton of money. But if 4 or 5 years from now, Pat's the best quarterback in the league and he's 27 years old and he's not the highest paid quarterback in the league, then something's wrong.
913-576-7610 is the text line number. Sounds like a lot of trust for Mahomes and the Chiefs for them to keep him 7 years in. Why would you trust a corporation to keep their word? Very simple. Patrick Mahomes being released in year 7 of this contract is not bad for Patrick Mahomes. He then gets to renegotiate his deal at 31 years old. You want to know what Aaron Rodgers did at 31 years old? He threw 38 touchdown passes and 5 interceptions, and Green Bay went 12-4. That's what Aaron Rodgers did at age 31. He's now 36 years old. So if you're Mahomes, let's say that the deal maybe doesn't go as we planned. He doesn't play a full 10 years under this deal and they renegotiate. So then he'll be in a situation where he made 6 years, $275 million. Now he re's up and gets another deal from whether it's Kansas City or another team. So if I'm Mahomes, I have no fear of being cut. They can't trade me because I signed a no trade clause. And if they get cut, it allows me to either renegotiate my contract with the Chiefs, or I can renegotiate with them, or I'll sign another contract at some point in my career. And the value's always going to be high. So if I'm Mahomes, I have no fear if the Chiefs keep their word or not, because every year I'm making the team, I'm getting guaranteed money.
Yeah, and that's a way down the road problem. I understand what you're saying, and it could come to fruition, but that's not a problem right now. I just think that overall, this is where Brett Veach deserves a pat on the back to convince Lee Steinberg and Patrick Mahomes, and we had him on earlier, and we're going to replay that coming up later on the show, to even entertain a 10-year contract. I mean, not only have you not talked about it, and I haven't talked about it, I didn't hear anybody talking about a 10-year contract, and I don't think there's any player in the league, Carrington, that you would even have that conversation about, quarterback or otherwise, where you would feel comfortable from all sides saying, you cool signing a 10-year contract. I mean, a second grader right now will have graduated college, you know, if they take the 4 or 5 year plan, by the time that Pat's contract is up. So we're talking about a serious commitment, and when we talk to Pat, he didn't sound like he was hesitating at all to sign a 10-year deal.
913-576-7610. Do we know what the incentives are? What if Pat gets like $10 million for every Super Bowl? We actually do know the incentives. He will get $1.25 million for winning the AFC Championship game. He gets $1.25 million for winning NFL MVP. There is a total of $25 million incentives, and that's what gets it to the 503. So the Chiefs guarantee him $477. He can make $503 if he hits all of these incentives. I doubt he wins NFL MVP every year for the next 10 years and they go to the next 10 Super Bowls, but it's certainly possible.
Oh, he will. You're saying he won't? He will.
I don't think that he will.
Oh, I think he will.
I believe in Mahomes as much as the next person.
I think he might.
I don't think he's going to win the next 10. So I don't think he gets to that 503. He will just make $477 million they have committed to paying him over the next 10 seasons. Coming up next, there's one notion that I will continue to push back on in relation to Patrick Mahomes. I'll tell you what it is coming up on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio and the radio.com app.
The Drive, 610 Sports Radio.
Back in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the radio.com app. I want to play this answer for you from Patrick Mahomes. So we asked him, there is a belief that once your quarterback makes this type of money, you can't continue to win Super Bowls. Here's what Mahomes had to say to that.
Yeah, I just feel like I've heard a lot of cants in my entire career so far. I mean, they said the Big 12 quarterback wouldn't work. They said the way I play, the gunslinger mentality wouldn't be able to translate. They've said that the salary cap, whatever the numbers won't work. They said the Kansas City Chiefs haven't won a championship in 50 years, and that we try to prove those wrong every single year that I'm a part of it. I go out there with the mentality, I'm going to go prove everybody wrong and all the critics wrong and prove all my supporters right. And I feel like that's the biggest thing out of everything is I go out there with the people that believe in me in the beginning, and I try to show that their belief is warranted and that it's right. And so that's something that I do every single day.
This is something that really frustrates me about this conversation, because to me, it is simply void of logic. So we always say in the NFL, the best thing you can have is a franchise quarterback that you draft and develop and hope and pray that you get a Russell Wilson or a Patrick Mahomes or a Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, guys we would deem to be franchise quarterbacks, guys that you can say, I believe you can win a championship because X is your player. So think about it like this. We now have really hit the full end of the spectrum when it comes to quarterback contracts. We hated it when rookie quarterbacks got paid. You remember the old CBA whenever number one overall picks were getting $50 million guaranteed. We hated that. We now hate to pay players like Alex Smith because you can't win a Super Bowl. Why would you pay a quarterback like Alex Smith? Why would you pay the 12th best quarterback in the NFL $25 million? Now we hate it when guys like Patrick Mahomes get deals because we don't think you can win a Super Bowl under that. It just doesn't make sense to me. You can still win a Super Bowl as long as Patrick Mahomes stays healthy and continues to be a dominant player. No reason to believe that's not going to be the case. And as long as the Chiefs continue to be a smart and well-run organization, which I believe they're going to be. Do you trust Brett Veach to draft? Do you trust Andy Reid to coach? Do you trust this defense to continue to be top 10, top 12 in the league? As long as they do that things, then Patrick Mahomes' contract is not a hindrance. If anything, it's a plus that now you have a player locked in that you know you want to have long-term and that you can build around. again, isn't this what organizations are asking for? To create this kind of pillar, to have this sort of foundation where you have a player that can attract other talent. You have a player that you know you can build around. You have a player that you know can lead you to the championship. I just feel we have just created all these kind of arguments to now not pay quarterbacks, and it doesn't make any sense to me.
I'm looking at Sam Bradford's first deal. So when he was the number one overall pick in 2010, he got a $78 million contract. As a rookie, a $78 million contract, $50 million guaranteed. So I think most people would tell you that this deal is much better because you're paying the established quarterback,
the guy that
is much more deserving of getting the big contract.
I agree,
contract.
But I'm saying is we hated those contracts. We hated when rookie quarterbacks got it. We then hate when quarterbacks like Alex Smith get it. And then we hate, why would you pay Carson Wentz? Why would you pay Jared Goff? Why would you pay middle-of-the-road quarterback? We then can't hate it when guys like Mahomes get the deal.
Nobody does, though. Like, I hear what you're saying with all these other ones, and you're exactly right. Like, I never understood the Wentz contract or some of these other. Garoppolo got a lot of money. Who have you heard that hates this? I think Pat's happy. The Chiefs are happy. You're happy. I'm happy. The fans are happy. The other quarterbacks are. Who doesn't like this deal?
No quarterback in the history of the NFL has ever won a Super Bowl when their team pays them more than 15% of the salary cap. The Chiefs just locked themselves into that for the duration of Patrick Mahomes' prime.
No quarterback in the league has been to 2 AFC championship games and won a Super Bowl in the first 2 years that he's played in the league. I mean, he's so transcendently good that sometimes all of these, it's never happened before, or comparisons with Pat. I'm sure people are getting sick of hearing this. There's no comparison to what this guy has done, and that's why the contract that he got agrees with that statement. I mean, it's not like he got a little bit more than the second-best quarterback. We both agree that Russell Wilson is great, probably going to win another Super Bowl, certainly a Hall of Famer. He makes $35 million a year. Pat got $50 a year, so it's not like he's got a little bit more.
No, he didn't get a little bit more, but I do think it makes it harder. Like, you've been saying this entire time. It comes down to timing and how difficult it's going to be to build around him. They're not going to be able to have Sammy Watkins and Tyreek Hill under contract the way that they have. They're not going to have a situation moving forward because of how much money Patrick Mahomes has where you're going to be able to have Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and all of these guys. You're going to have to make guys like Mecole Hardman work. You're going to have to maximize that rookie deal when you have a player like Clyde Edwards-Helaire. We're going to have to see Patrick Mahomes do for Victor Cruz what Eli Manning did. You remember Victor Cruz, undrafted guy at UMass, turned into one of the top 20 wide receivers? Like, that's going to happen at some point. But you're giving this money because you know that Mahomes can do it. Like, you feel comfortable enough that at some point you're not going to be able to put all the weapons around him that you have because of the salary cap. You're not going to be able to have your left tackle on a second deal, plus your right tackle on a rookie deal, plus your right guard in Laurent Duvernay-Tardif on a deal, plus pay Tyreek Hill like he's the top 5 wide receiver, then go out and trade first round draft picks. Like, at some point they're going to have to make difficult decisions in 2025 that they didn't have to make in 2019 or 2020 when they're trying to win. But the hope is Mahomes is so good that he overcomes that the quote unquote negatives that deal with this contract, the positives far outweigh the negatives. That yes, we're not going to be able to have Sammy Watkins on our team. We're just going to make Byron Pringle into Sammy Watkins. We're just going to make Garrett Dieter a guy who can have 400 yards receiving because our quarterback is good enough to do so. That's what Peyton did. That's what Tom Brady did. That's what Drew Brees has done. They've just gone out and created weapons. That's what Mahomes is going to have to do at some point. For the most part, every weapon that the Chiefs have were already a weapon before he got here. Tyreek Hill was a great wide receiver. Kelce was a guy. He's going to have to go out here over these next 12 years and create weapons. I'm going to bet on, and the Chiefs just bet on, that he's going to be able to.
First of all, do I remember Victor Cruz? Of course. Yes. Have you seen me salsa dance? Of course I remember Victor Cruz. And second of all, the Chiefs paid all these guys, by and large, before Pat was even part of the picture, like you were just saying. So Tyreek Hill was already in the fold, and Travis Kelce was already in the fold, and Eric Fisher was already in the fold. Even when they drafted Kareem Hunt, that was before Pat was a starting quarterback. What they've done since is surrounded him with as much talent as possible through the draft. If you think about it, they took Mecole Hardman with their first pick a couple of years ago, albeit not a first-round pick because of Frank Clark, but they spent their first pick on a wide receiver. Here, Pat, we don't know what the story is with Tyreek Hill, so we'll give you another speedster. This year, you don't like Damian Williams as a feature back? Cool. We'll take the first running back off the board. You can have any of these guys, and we'll take the first one off the board in Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So that's what they're going to have to keep doing from yesterday for the next 12 years. You're exactly right. The Anthony Hitchens overpaying, hey, that's kind of fun. And see, that was cool because it didn't really matter. Now that you've paid Pat, You can't go out there and pay Sammy Watkins $18 million a year or even get into that type of a conversation. Those big-name free agents, those are in the past. So going forward, again, starting yesterday for the next 10 or 12 years, Brett Veach's number one job, because now he's taking care of his number one, number two, and number three job. It's locking up Patrick Mahomes. Now it's drafting every single year. You're going to have to hit on one, two, three offensive players because you can't just buy them like you've had in the past. And one thing that I'll say that makes me feel okay about this conversation is we don't really have to visit this for the next few years. I mean, Travis Kelce will be the tight end for the next 2 years. Tyreek Hill will be a wide receiver for the Chiefs for the next 3 years. The offensive line, at least next season, is in pretty good shape. So you're right. At some point, it's going to be a complete and total overhaul. But they're in pretty good shape, at least on that side of the ball, for the next couple of years.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that time's going to come a lot sooner than you're giving it credit because of Mahomes' contract. That they're not going to have 4 years of just contract peace with this organization. Like, at some point, they're going to have to make a tough decision on, are we going to pay Travis Kelce? He's 32 years old at the end of this deal. Are we going to give him the money that he's asking for? At some point, you're just going to have to make those tough decisions.
Well, that's already here, isn't it? I mean, to some extent, isn't that exactly what we're talking about? Other side of the ball, but with Chris Jones?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't really think they have to make that decision right now. They're going to franchise tag them. They could potentially win two Super Bowls. Thanks for your service. Go play for somebody else. Like, if that's the negative that you had Chris Jones on a 5-year, $22 million contract,
first world problem.
That's not a tough situation to be in my mind. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. We'll also be joined momentarily by Tim Barbalay, so we'll get the Baltimore reaction to Patrick Mahomes' contract and what that could potentially mean for Lamar Jackson. But first, Kurt Warner went on NFL Network. Here's what he said about this Mahomes contract and how it could potentially affect the market.
Patrick Mahomes has earned this based on what he's done, based on his youth, based on the fact that they believe he's got a long way to go in which he can play at this same level. I don't know if there's a lot of guys out there that can do that. So I'm interested to see how it shapes the market, or if we do just say he's special, he's the standard. The other quarterbacks, compare yourself to the next guy,
right?
Because Patrick Mahomes has been that special early. But man, this league has shown us a lot of different things. So, Colleen, I'm really interested to see how this shapes what the market is, specifically at the quarterback position moving forward.
One thing that really frustrates me sometimes that us media people do, and I'll put myself in this category too, we talk about how things are once in a generation and unprecedented, and then we quickly try to find, well, who else can fit this precedent? Well, part of it is that nobody fits it. Like, once Tiger Woods stopped being Tiger Woods, we then look for the next Tiger Woods, and we tried to make Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy. Well, they're not Tiger Woods. Like, those guys just don't appear. We now try to make Zion Williamson LeBron James. I don't think he is, and I love Zion Williamson, but LeBron James is arguably the second greatest basketball player of all time. Now we're trying to do the exact same thing here with Patrick Mahomes. Well, who else would fit this 10-year contract? Man, the answer is nobody. The answer is that player doesn't exist. Maybe, just maybe, Trevor Lawrence, if he ends up doing all of this, but that's the 0.05% chance that he does all of this in the first 3 years of his contract and then can negotiate this deal. The answer is nobody. There's maybe been two players in the history of the league that have fit this criteria where you would have felt comfortable enough early on in their career where you would have given them this deal, because it's also age, opportunity, organization, all those things. Brady probably could have signed this deal when he was age 25. Peyton Manning probably could have signed this deal in Indianapolis. That's the list. That's the list of people that could have signed this contract. So when we try to look at, well, could Lamar sign it? Man, the answer is no. Lamar, I believe, is going to get a amazing deal. He's going to sign for 5 years, $205 million deals, and be the second highest paid quarterback. What's wrong with signing a $200 million contract to play football and getting $150 million guaranteed like he could? I think we're now trying to squeeze other players into this category, knowing that Mahomes is the only person there.
Well, yeah, there's no way that Lamar Jackson, especially with the style that he plays, even if he wins the Super Bowl this year and another MVP, would sign a 10-year contract. I agree with what you said. There's probably been only two or three players in the history of the NFL, and Pat's certainly the only player today that not only the Chiefs, but any team would feel comfortable giving a 10-year contract to, because when we had on Pat earlier, and we'll play it again coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, he didn't have any hesitation signing a 10-year contract, and it sounds like the Chiefs had, obviously, the Chiefs had no problem offering it. They'd probably offer 15 or 20 years if possible. I think partially what's going on when we try to find who's next best is that's life. That's always a situation. And in football, when Brady came around, or I should say when Manning came around, then Tom Brady was there. And for 15, 16, 17 years, it was literally one of those guys coming out of the AFC and representing that conference in the Super Bowl. So now that it's Pat, the question is, if he's Brady, who's his Manning? And we look at Lamar Jackson and say, well, he's won an MVP, and so is Pat. And we look at Deshaun Watson and say, well, this first year, he was basically Pat before Pat was. The truth is, you're right. Pat is so much more accomplished and has so much more upside than all these guys. At some point in his career, maybe it's next year, maybe it's 4 or 5 years from now, he's going to have an adversary. He's going to have a quote-unquote close to equal. Maybe that's a guy that hasn't taken an NFL snap. Maybe it's Joe Burrow. Maybe it's Trevor Lawrence. Maybe it's somebody that's already here that we're not talking about. But that guy sure as hell doesn't exist right now.
Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. Speaking of who could potentially be the Peyton Manning to Patrick Mahomes' Tom Brady, let's head to Baltimore and catch up with Tim Barbalays, who covers the Baltimore Ravens and does pre- and post-game. Tim, really appreciate you coming on. What's been the reaction in Baltimore to this record contract for Patrick Mahomes?
Well, everyone's jaw is definitely still on the floor. I mean, we're talking about a contract that could be worth as much as $500 million. It's pretty remarkable. But I think the biggest surprise around here is the length of it. You know, a 10-year contract extension, that's not very common, and especially at the quarterback position. But obviously the big takeaway is how is this contract going to give out maybe a layout for Lamar Jackson as early as next year when he could sign a record-breaking contract extension of his own.
Do you think that Lamar is a player worthy of getting a 10-year deal? He's certainly one deserving of a long-term deal. Do you think that he's even in the market to get this Mahomes-like deal?
I'm going to be honest, Carrington. I don't know how many players I would give over a 6-year deal to. I mean, I know there's still a lot of details coming out about how Patrick Mahomes' deal is sort of team friendly, if that can be the case when you're making, $45 million per year. I expect with Lamar, he probably signs in the range of like a 4 to 6 year contract, because that was the biggest shock for me. It seems like contracts nowadays are getting more short term with more guaranteed money. I mean, that's reportedly what Dak Prescott was holding out for, trying to go for like a 4-year deal instead of a 5 or 6 year deal that Jerry Jones is offering. But I would figure that Lamar signs a contract with a far less duration than Patrick Mahomes.
What are the expectations for Lamar coming off the MVP season he had last year, but also the disappointing playoff exit? He's kind of alluded to it. I'm 0-2 in playoff games. It's time for me to start winning. Sure. Now that Mahomes has a Super Bowl, has this contract, what's the expectation on Lamar and the Ravens from the fan base heading into this season?
I mean, let's be honest. They're sky high. You're coming off a 14-2 season. You have the easiest schedule according to, opposing winning percentages in 2019, and even when you factor in the Vegas odds. They added weapons around him through the draft. Yes, you lost Marshall Yanda. Is anyone going to expect him to the league in touchdown passes again? Probably not. Is he going to run for 1,200 yards again? Probably not. But you mentioned it. The elephant in the room, fair or unfair, is the fact that he's 0-2 in the playoffs. But it seems like he's kind of following a similar trajectory of Patrick Mahomes, where Mahomes won the MVP in his second year. They both are on the cover of Madden after their MVP seasons. But it's a big, big year for Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, because they can't afford to come up short and keep squandering these opportunities, especially when he's on his rookie contract and you can really still build around him.
Last question here. I imagine in Baltimore, we're waiting to see what Dak Prescott does and Deshaun Watson before we start to pigeonhole numbers of what we think Lamar is going to sign for, because we'll see what those guys get plus a monster season. Lamar can maybe get $42, $45 million a season.
Oh, I think that's a shoo-in, to be honest, Carrington. It's not always, it's always who's next. I mean, we remember Joe Flacco getting that mammoth deal after the Super Bowl year in 2012, where he signed for over $20 million over Drew Brees. Was Joe Flacco the best quarterback in football? Absolutely not. But he was just happened to be having his contract come up after winning a Super Bowl and getting a Super Bowl MVP, so it's about timing. Lamar, is he going to surpass the overall total of Patrick Mahomes? I don't know, because he completely reset the quarterback market, but I would expect him to come close and definitely be in the ballpark of Dak Prescott.
That's Tim Barbalace with 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Tim, really appreciate you making time today. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, Carrington, anytime, man.
I think what we're going to see with quarterback contracts moving forward is, if I'm an agent or a player, I saw that one organization was willing to be creative. That's what this deal is for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's not standard and it's creative. It gives the Chiefs some early on flexibility. It also gives Pat a lot of guaranteed money and security. If these quarterback contracts are going to continue to take up as much of the salary cap as possible, and they're going to be these big anchors on your salary cap, you got to create some flexibility to do the things that you need to do. Mahomes gave the Chiefs a little bit of flexibility. Over these first 4 years of the deal, he's going to make less money than Ryan Tannehill. That's a window. That's a window to go out and pay Chris Jones if you really want to. That's a window to give Travis Kelce an extension and give him more money. There are ways for you to squeeze the salary cap and finesse it and create opportunities for other players. So if you want to get into what this means for other quarterbacks, Dak's not getting 10 years. Watson's not getting 10 years. Lamar Jackson's not getting 10 years. But they can come up with the creative contract. That's a win-win for both sides. I would say the Rams contract is not a good contract for both sides. The Eagles contract is not a contract for both sides. Mahomes, I think, is. Can Baltimore do that in their situation? Can Houston do that in there? Can the Cowboys do that with Dak Prescott? I think that's going to be the standard in question moving forward on these contracts.
Quarterbacks are like new cars. When you take them off the lot, most of the time they depreciate right away. And most of the time, you're taking a little bit of a risk. You don't really know what's under that hood. Well, look at Jared. Like, these guys are 5 of the 10 highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL. Does anybody think that these guys are worth it or that they're a safe commodity? Jared Goff, Jimmy Garoppolo, Kirk Cousins, Carson Wentz, Ryan Tannehill. So if you were going to pay those guys, if you're the Eagles and you look at Carson Wentz and you're like, well, he's gotten injured quite a bit. And if you're San Francisco and you look at Jimmy Garoppolo and you go, well, he's only played 5 games. And if you're Minnesota, you go, hold on, should we make Kirk Cousins the highest paid player in the NFL? These teams all had questions. I don't think the Chiefs really were struggling with, should we make Patrick Mahomes the highest paid player in the history of the NFL? I don't even think the Chiefs were struggling with, should we give him 10 years, 12 years, 25 years, a lifetime contract? I just think that what happened is both sides agreed to a deal that was good enough for both sides. Was it absolutely perfect? Nah. Could Pat have squeezed the orange and got a little bit more juice? Probably. But he is now the highest paid player in the history of American team sports. And the Chiefs feel like they got a great deal too.
Yeah, I just look at this deal, and maybe a very simple way of explaining it is, this contract isn't really that different than a lot of other contracts that we look at. The money is just bigger. So if you look at Frank Clark's contract, for example, there's a time in which the Chiefs can cut Frank Clark. If they really want to cut Frank Clark, they can do so in 2022. If they really want to. If they really want to cut him, they can do so in 2023. The Patrick Mahomes deal is the exact same. At some point, they get out of the guaranteed money with Patrick Mahomes. But what's different about his contract is, if they continue to want him on the team on March 15th, whenever the league year starts, it guarantees if he's on the roster at that point. So it's not much different. The Chiefs will have a choice on Patrick Mahomes. But the difference in this is, his contract's going to be different, where they're not going to cut him. That's what makes this contract so unique than the other ones. Think about it. Every quarterback contract, there it ends at some point, or there is a situation in which the team can cut you, or it makes it financially advantageous for them to trade you, like what happened with Alex Smith. Patrick Mahomes pretty much guaranteed that's never going to happen with my deal. And that's what makes this contract so unique. And that's what makes Kirk Cousins' deal so unique. Hey, this is how much I'm going to make this season. You can't trade me, and I want every single penny that you owe me. That's what makes those contracts unprecedented, because they have a leverage and hold over the team that no other player has.
Thinking about a guy like Kirk Cousins, where he started his career with the Redskins, and the Redskins thought for a minute, maybe he's our guy, maybe we should extend him. And they said, nah, he's not. We're just going to let him walk and take our hand in the draft. And the Vikings went, yeah, he's our guy, and we're going to sign him up for 2 years. And then 2 years after that, the Vikings had to do the same thing and say, all right, he actually overperformed. He was pretty damn good. Now they're going to sign him up for 3 years. Well, one of those years has already happened. So 2 years from now, Kirk Cousins gets to renegotiate again with the Minnesota Vikings. To me, one of the best parts about this deal is that we now know as Chiefs fans that if the Chiefs want to, for the next 12 years, they've got Patrick Mahomes under contract. So I think that's great from both sides, that we're not going to have to revisit this conversation every other year, or if Pat wins back-to-back or three Super Bowls in a row and say, all of a sudden, I want $60 or $70 or $80 million. To me, looking back on it, that the 10-year contract, which really is a 12-year deal from this point going forward, is really the best thing for all sides.
Coming up next, we'll get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. Be sure to keep it locked in. And if you missed it, we will play our conversation with Chiefs franchise quarterback Patrick Mahomes. That's coming up next. Keep it locked in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio and the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.